Joseph Pasek of BarnBurner.ca, our twice daily podcast is entitled Fired Up, now on iHeartRadio, Spotify, and 101 platforms. Welcome to a special edition of the No Holds Barred Wrestling Show. It's a special edition since I brought my good friend. Yes, the long-range bomber, Tracy Murray, former NBA player, former Los Angeles Lakers assistant coach. Tracy, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Mean Gene. I mean, Joe Pasek, Joe. Hey, man, don't start with me today. I mean, I'm the long range bomber today, Joe. Don't start with me.
Listen. You said you called me Mean Gene. At least I'm better looking than Mean Gene, right? Come on, man. At least I'm better looking. I'm a limousine riding jet. Never mind. All right, I got you on here. Yeah, that's right. I got you on here because you know the WWE is touring the West Coast again, and you happen to be backstage and in attendance for the SmackDown house show in Ontario, California. Not Toronto, Ontario. Ontario, California. First of all, you're a big, big wrestling fan. Let's get to a couple points here. First, I'm going to start off with the new man or lady. No, man. Of the WWE. What do you think of Becky Robbie Lynch?
I love Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch is coming in there with the attitude that I'm taking this by storm. I don't care who likes it. I am the man. So I'm really happy that I'm going to be able to see the man perform tonight.
All right. So the man has a big, big match this Sunday at the TLC pay-per-view in San Jose. By the way, you're going to watch it or are you work then?
I'm going to watch it, man. I'm not working on Sunday. Are you kidding me?
I'm always working.
Joe against the long range bomber Tracy Murray.
Hold on. I got the best thing. How about you know they have mixed match challenge? How about me and Mandy Rose against you and whoever you want to have? How about that, Mandy Rose? Come on. Trace.
Well, you know, I gotta go with destruction. I gotta go with somebody that's gonna destroy Mandy Rose because I'm gonna destroy you, Joe and Joe.
No,
I'm gonna be going with Nia Jax.
Nia Jax. You know what? Nia Jax will turn and break your face. How about that, Trace? Nia Jax will
broken the man's face she's gonna break Joe and Joe's face next.
Maybe she breaks my face and my face is better then. All right. Now, look, who do you expect to win the triple threat match between the man, Charlotte Flair, woo, and Asuka?
I think the man will find a way to sneak and grab that strap and head back to the locker room with the win.
Really? Okay. And another match that everybody's talking about, finally they get in the ring, Dean Ambrose against Seth Rollins.
Yeah, that's going to be a barn burner. I think everything that's loose is going to be used in that match. Chairs, ladders, tables, people going to go through tables. You're going to see kendo sticks. You're going to see everything. You might even see the hammer that goes on the bell that goes ding, ding, being used in that match. There's a lot of bad blood, and I'm looking forward to seeing who comes out on top. And I think it's going to be Dean Ambrose.
Get out of here. Dean Ambrose? Come on. The best thing about Dean Ambrose is his wife. Never mind. Now, let's talk about...
Well, hold on. Let's call it what it is. We know the architect is talented. We know he can wrestle. But this is not a wrestling match. This is going to be a war.
A war. It's a fight. But still, I take Renee Young over Seth Rollins any day. Anyways, let's get to the WWE title. The new Daniel Bryan against the phenomenal one, AJ Styles Pasek. Go ahead. Get it? Phenomenal?
Daniel Bryan is going to keep his belt. I like the new attitude. I like Daniel Bryan turning heel and be ready to crack Jolton Joe over his head instead of shaking his hand.
That hurts, Tracy. Come on, that hurts. I'm already concussed. I worked 20 years with Norm. Come on. Alrighty. All right. So a side note here, unfortunately, let's take away all the gimmicks, all the joking aside. This week, the wrestling world was rocked with two big deaths. Dynamite Kid passing away at the age of 60 on his birthday, and Larry the Axe Henning, Kurt Henning, and Curtis Axel's grandfather passing away at the age of 82. Your thoughts, you know, you and me are the same age. Your thoughts about Dynamite Kid and Larry the Axe Henning?
Well, those are two guys that, you know, I could say we on this one. We both grew up watching. You know, Larry the Axe Henning, legend. I was good friends with his son, Kurt. You know, we've done some things cross-promotion-wise together before he passed away. Got to know Curtis Axel, his grandson, really well. It's just really a sad time for that family to see, you know, him leave now. You know, he's had a long life. He's a legend. He left a heck of a legacy behind. And to talk about Dynamite Kid, I mean, wow, I grew up on the British Bulldogs. And I saw the battles against the Hart Foundation and the Killer Bees and, you know, and just the Hillbilly Jim and Uncle Elmer. And, you know, any tag team that was available back then, you know, you saw the British Bulldogs go against. And Dynamite Kid, and all throughout the week when I posted about this, I always put a hashtag snap suplex. He's the first one I saw do a snap suplex. Yeah. And he was awesome. He was the speed, power, technical. Went on about his business, man, in that ring. And I grew up on him, and it's sad to see him pass away, especially on his birthday.
Yeah, 60 years old, and you know, a guy who idolized the Dynamite Kid, and he passed away. Also, Chris Benoit, he idolized the Dynamite Kid, and the British Bulldogs were a great, great tag team. And you know, Larry the Axe Henning with Harley Race there, and of course the AWA and NWA, Ric Flair, and all that. Certainly, Kurt Henning, a great, great competitor, and you know, Curtis Axel, maybe now, instead of this B-team stuff they have on there, push some guys, you know, and the WWE has the best roster they have ever had, and what do they have? They're not pushing guys, Dolph Ziggler, Zack Ryder, Mojo Rawley comes out of nowhere, and then boom, okay, we forget about you. You know, like, I don't understand. The WWE, now's the time. They're getting on a network for the first time ever, weekly, in October, Fox Sports. Fox Sports every Friday. WWE is on mainstream TV. Push people. What do you say, Trace?
This is because we feel the same way about programming right now with WWE. We're seeing the same matches. We're seeing the same people being pushed. And it's getting kind of boring. It's getting predictable. And when you can predict the outcome, you can predict a run-in, you can predict a disqualification, you can predict, you know, someone turning heel even. When you can predict these things, it's time for some fresh writers. But at the same time, this is the reason why you needed a WCW around. So the WWE can be at the top of their game at all times. They have no major competitor, so now it can drop off, and people will still watch it. If you had WCW right now pushing WWE, the writing would be better, the product would be better on TV, and it would be better on both sides, and it would be healthy for all federations, because now you have more options for wrestlers to go to different places when they're free agents. You know, now you have a situation where you got to keep your best talent, or you got to keep your best writers, and your writers got to step their game up. When you don't have that competition, this is the result of it.
All right. Well, you were telling me this, and this is exclusive news. Of course, you're backstage here, or going to be backstage for the SmackDown house show. We're doing this on Monday prior to Raw. They have a SmackDown house show in Ontario, California. But you were telling me that, believe it or not, and I'm going to report this furthermore, Becky Lynch and Conor McGregor may be teaming up at WrestleMania. Tracy, your thoughts?
You got to be kidding me. Are you serious?
I am serious. You're the one telling me this. Come on.
No, you're the one breaking this. Isn't that Don Heat? There you go. Putting words in my mouth, Joe and Joe. Do I need the Venus flytrap your mouth closed?
Who is Venus flytrap?
I didn't say that. You did.
Who is Venus flytrap? Are we in Cincinnati or what? WKRP? Never mind. All right. Now, yes. It looks like they're working on something. The man against Conor McGregor. I don't know. Or the man and Conor McGregor teaming up at WrestleMania. Of course, Conor McGregor losing his last UFC fight to Khabib Nurmagomedov. Try to say that 10 times, Trace. And he's looking for a new home. So now it looks like Conor McGregor's coach has offered Becky Lynch sort of a deal, and they're going to further talk about this in Christmas holiday season. Could we see the man and the Connor team up for WrestleMania? Tracy,
well,
your thought?
I mean, my thought is you'll have the man and Connor. You have the Irish connection there. You know, it could possibly be against Ronda Rousey, and I don't know. Who else would you get to go against Conor? Brock Lesnar? I mean, they're two different weight classes with Brock and Conor, but they're MMA guys. I mean, who else would you put there in that situation?
Nobody has told me this. What about if Becky takes on Ronda in the main event of WrestleMania for the title, but in Becky's corner will be Conor, and in Ronda Rousey's corner, Daniel Cormier.
Ooh.
And
Daniel Cormier is a huge wrestling fan, too.
And
I saw him at a couple of pay-per-views at the Staples Center in L.A., too. That might be a good look.
And Daniel Cormier is trying out to be a commentator for the WWE when they hit SmackDown on Fox in October. How about that, Trace? How about that?
Well,
you want me to...
He's a trash talker. You got to have him as a heel. You can't have him as a babyface on the mic. You got to have him as a heel. You got to let Cormier be himself.
And you know what? Isn't New York full of Irishmen or Irish people? WrestleMania is in New York. Things that make you go home. You want things that make you go home, Trace? What about WrestleMania, Shawn Michaels versus Daniel Bryan? Yeah, very
That would be a nice technical match. A nice technical match there. That's probably a dream match for Daniel Bryan. He probably wished he could wrestle Shawn Michaels. And if that's a last, farewell match for Shawn Michaels, that would be a great person for him to wrestle.
Wait, I'm not stopping yet. What about AJ Styles versus the RKO? Things that make you go home. See, very good, Trace.
Well, how about a triple threat match with Shawn Michaels, AJ Styles, and Daniel Bryan?
No, now you're talking WCW, NWA territory. WWE will never give that away. Come on, never give wrestling for WrestleMania. You want, here's another one. I'm going to say this. What about Andrés Cien Almas, Samoa Joe, and Rey Mysterio, and maybe another person for the United States title? And what about this? And here it is. So I'm going to spoil this one. Sources have indicated to me that, they're battling for the world. Well, the best in the world trophy, The Miz and Shane McMahon. What about the trophy on the line The Miz versus Shane McMahon at WrestleMania.
I think they're setting that up because
thank you. It's a trade state.
Yeah, Miz wants that. He wants that trophy, and he thinks that he has something to do with Shane getting it. So, yeah, he wants that trophy. I can see that one happening.
And
honestly, I can see the Daniel Bryan and Shawn Michaels happening too, because if Shawn's going to go out, he wants to go out with a bang. And why not with one of the best to ever do it, and especially on the current roster, Daniel Bryan.
And here it is. You know who the host of WrestleMania is? Trace, get your yellow and red ready. Get your red. Have you been training, saying your prayers, eating your vitamins? Are your pythons 24 inches? Maybe 4. But Trace, are you ready for the record?
I'd rather Hollywood. I'd rather the black and white. I'd rather the NWO Hulk Hogan.
See, you're spoiling it. Trace, I can't believe you're spoiling it. New York, what are colors of New York Yankees? What are colors of the Brooklyn Nets?
Thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you.
What are the colors of the NWO?
Who?
What's the Long Range Bombers' favorite colors?
Pink.
When I see you next time, I got a size 18 shoe.
Wait a minute.
I'm gonna shine it up real nice. And I'm gonna shine it up real nice. I'm gonna turn that some bit sideways and stick it straight up your candy ass.
Listen, you know what you're gonna do with that book or boot? You're gonna face Brock Lesnar. The rumor has it, The Rock, Brock, at WrestleMania.
That'll be a good one too.
Well, are you
a real good one? But I'm still trying to get you in the ring, Jolten Joe, because you're saying I wore pink. That's Bret Hart's color.
Like, look, Trace. One of your former teammates, who has initials of 3 letters, told me you wear pink. Take it up with him. He wears pink. He barks like a dog. I hear.
He wears pink.
Who? Who
the
wears
three
pink?
Letters you're talking about?
The 3 letters I'm talking about. 1, 2, 3, kid. Oh, you're talking about, Jay?
1, 2, 3, my foot. How about that?
All right. So as we conclude this special edition, TLC this week, Trace, you're backstage. 35 years of WrestleMania. Give me one or two of your favorite WrestleMania moments.
Ooh. Wow.
Now I'm back to being the best professionalist in the world. Oh, you didn't know?
You know what? There's too many, but I do like. There was a big shocker a couple of years ago that, and I'm not saying I like the match or the outcome. I'm just to see Sting come through a WWE curtain at WrestleMania was awesome.
It was.
That was awesome. It brought chills to my spine. I never thought I would see Sting at WrestleMania. I thought that was awesome.
You should have won.
I thought that was awesome. Yeah, I thought that was awesome. I thought, at the end when things were breaking down to see DX against NWO with that match, I thought that was awesome. I thought that was cool. Yeah. The match itself, the outcome of the match, I wasn't too crazy about it. But those couple of things was kind of awesome, to see that, because you also were bringing up two different brands at WrestleMania. You were bringing some WCW stuff back along with WWE. Monday Night Wars, when they were going at it, you had some key players. So that I thought that was cool.
Yeah. All right.
Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker. I mean –
No,
you know me and Taker are boys. All of his matches, bro. I mean, it's like
I can't believe you didn't say this. In 2002, March 18th, 2002, so March 15th, March 16th, 2002, there was a press conference. You were there. The three letter guy was there. Ric Flair was there. Even Norm was there.
And we were in a headlock by Ric Flair. I remember.
Yes.
I know what you're getting at.
Yes.
Why are you trying to get me in a headlock with Ric Flair?
Because you never looked better. And Ric Flair, woo, told me you were wearing pink that day, too.
I was not wearing pink that day. Bring out the picture.
Yeah. Look, Norm,
you're the only one I know besides Bret Hart that wear pink tights to the
No,
ring.
No. First of all, I didn't wear pink. I never wore pink, but I like pink. Pink and black are good. But you know, Norm, come here. Show him the picture.
Norm's wearing pink right now.
Norm's wearing pink right now. Look at that.
You shouldn't be in tights either. I've seen your physique. You shouldn't be in tights either.
Listen, my physique has been like, it's like fine white, gets better and better with age. Come on. My physique is like Mandy Rose is all over me. Come on. Selena Vega's all over me. Come on.
Mandy Rose is all over you just so she can stab you in the back like she's doing right now.
I'll take a stab
she's
in the back.
She's trying to make that run up the ladder by herself. So Sonya Deville is going to have to watch her back right now with Mandy Rose. So you're siding with Mandy Rose. She's going to do you the same way.
I'll take a stab on the back from Mandy Rose any day. Hell, I'll take a stab in the back from the man, Becky Lynch, or Vega.
Sound like Corey Graves would take a stab in the back, too, from Mandy Rose.
Yeah, oh my God. Corey Graves and me have something to discuss about Mandy Rose.
Both of you guys salivate every time she's on the screen.
I wouldn't call it salivating. I call it something we both, I'm not going to say it. But anyways, Trace, let's get to that day was WrestleMania when you were headlocked and all that, but you were there, The Rock and Hogan, at the Rogers Center or that time Skydome. Have you ever heard an ovation, the crowd bigger than that? You were at NBA games, you were at this, but 68,000 people, The Rock and Hogan.
You know what? It was awesome. It was awesome to be there in the front row to watch that match.
You were in the front row? I gave you front row seats, and where did you put me? In the media box. What is that? See what happens when you're wearing pink? See? I should have worn pink that day. Oh, my gosh. Instead, I was stuck with Norm and his Starbucks coffee. Sorry, the craze. Go ahead.
Cry me a river, why don't you?
What are you now, Justin Timberlake? Cry me a river.
No. You're crying a river right now. You're crying over spilled milk.
I don't spill
my
milk. I have Mandy Rose's milk.
You're crying over something that was almost 18 years ago.
Actually, 16, but who's counting?
Yeah, who's counting?
All right, Trace, tell everybody. Now you got me pissed off. The long-range bomber, Tracy Murray. Go ahead, tell them how to get a hold of you.
At Real Tracy Murray on Twitter. Romantic. Real Tracy L. Murray on Facebook. At Real Tracy L. Murray on Instagram. And if you want me to pile drive Jolton Joe or give him the last ride, hit me on those, and I will do it personally just for you.
Yeah, right. Trace, here's my Christmas present to you. Here's a Speedo. Pink! Thanks a lot, Trace.
Thank you for having me. Pink guy.